My name is Christy Griffiths, K-R-I-S-T-I-E. Last name is Griffiths, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-T-S, and we farm in Higbee. What I've learned from here, we talked a lot about financial stuff this morning. The thing that I will take back is what to talk to our lender about. We have to get an operations plan in place. We have to get all of our financial statements in place. She gave me ideas about doing an LLC, a corporation, partnership, just different things like that. This afternoon, the thing that I will be taking back is how to process the baby pigs. That was one thing that we didn't really know much about, and we had tried to do some videos, but they're not very helpful. When you actually have some hands-on that you can learn is a lot better. We are a new farm, and this is my husband's dream, is to farm, and we started with pigs just because we thought that was smaller. We don't, we have 75 acres, but not all of it is usable yet, so we thought we'd start small. Pigs were, you could just get a couple of those and still grow, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, you're wanting to grow, and this is a dream, and this is an opportunity for you to get hands-on. I actually saw you process some pigs. What was it like doing it as opposed to watching it?
Actually getting a feel for what you are supposed to be doing. You know, you can watch it. I'm a nurse by trade, and so it's a lot different learning all this stuff in the book and then actually doing it at bedside or actually doing it. You could teach me all day long in the book, but it doesn't sink in, it doesn't affect me until I actually get to do it. And that's the same thing with the hands-on stuff, is why I love it so much, is because that's when you actually learn how to do it. Lectures all day long, it doesn't do any good. Hands-on is where I learn.
So do you know if you'll be doing, what type of production method you'll be using and who your market will be? Will you be doing indoor, raising your hogs indoors, or?
Nope, we're trying to go pasture raising. My husband wants to expand to where he gets known for the meat more than the actual hog. And so he would like to supply to the farmer's market. He would like to supply to restaurants that are local. He really wants to tap into that kind of local market.
Any particular breed that you guys are wanting to raise?
We have red wattles now.
And why do you like that breed?
I really like the way that the musculature on the hog was. It is, when I did the research, looked into it a little bit, they are a heritage breed. They're a little scarce. They're trying to bring them back. And they're supposed to be a redder meat. You know, pork is white meat versus red meat, and it's supposed to be a redder meat, a lot more marbling, leaner, not as much fat on them, and they're very easy to work with. I mean, as far as hogs go.
And did you grow up on a livestock operation, or your husband?
No, not very long. My husband said that his grandpa had cows for a little while until he was probably in maybe middle school, and then they all sold the farms and got out of it. When I was growing up, we had a small 2-acre farm and had a couple of pigs, horses, but more of a hobby farm, I guess is what you'd call it, not by any means any kind of production.